Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the man we call Sultan, the Sultan of safeties, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, my buddy, Mike Imosavi, from Marymount College, where he's wearing a great shirt here today in honor of Marymount College. One only, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Hey, thanks so much. I'm trying to adjust my volume here. Hold on just a second.
Okay, adjust your volume.
Here I go.
Okay, how's that? Is that good?
Is that good?
That's too loud. Now do this. That's too low. Okay, now how about this right there?
That's about right.
That's perfect right there.
You tell me,
that's
folks.
That's good.
Give me some cards and letters. Let me know if you can hear me okay. Great to be here with you. Great to be with you, Mike Horn.
Good to be with you. Last week, one of your fans sent in a picture of you when you were played for the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Youngblood's putting the tackle on a quarterback, and you're coming in on the outside. And you got this look on your face with a big smile. It's like one of my favorite pictures of you. We're going to post it on our website so people can see you at your best having a good time playing football.
Well, you knew who that quarterback was?
Who was it?
Jim Zorn.
Oh, that was Jim. Oh, he was with Seattle at the time, wasn't he?
He was with the Rams. He came in with the Rams.
Wow.
He was on a taxi squad for a while, and he'd give everybody rides home because he was in a taxi squad.
He was a taxi. He had a taxi, he gave people home. Yeah, he was valuable to the team.
Well, he had to do something because he wasn't playing.
That's it. Very good.
It's great to be here. It's another week. We're rolling very quickly into the new year, and college football season is in fact over. We want to congratulate Alabama for beating Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia, look like they had that game in the bag, didn't they?
Yeah, it was 13-0 at half, as we know.
That freshman kid did a number.
Yeah, no, he was terrific.
And he also played some pretty good football.
And he did an excellent job. And how do you pronounce his last name? Taglia.
That's it.
Tagovailoa.
That's it. I think you got it right.
Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa.
Yeah.
Tagovailoa here and Tagovailoa there.
Tagovailoa. Yeah, this is a true freshman. He came in and threw the key pass. They had to get this other guy, Hurts, the quarterback, out of there, Jalen Hurts. He unfortunately, he just wasn't doing it. And they made a bold move. It was 13-0 at halftime. They came in and said, that's it. We're making a change.
And we're going to tell you all about that, too, here on the show.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Every home repair or improvement project should start with a pro you know you can trust. That's why for over 15 years, homeowners have trusted HomeAdvisor.
HomeAdvisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use HomeAdvisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
HomeAdvisor is a totally free service that instantly connects you with top-rated pros who have passed criminal and financial background checks.
Knowing that they have had the background checks and that they're vetted absolutely gives me a sense of security.
Plus, HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide helps you get a fair price by showing you the cost of similar jobs in your area.
HomeAdvisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Back in the sports lounge, I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Yes,
the acting legend. And we're talking about this big championship college football game here. Alabama clinching the NCAA championship 26-23, a dramatic game. I'm watching this game and I'm thinking Georgia's going all the way. Kind of thought Georgia was going to win. I got people that are Alabama fans. Nancy O'Dell, who hosts Inside Edition, big Georgia Bulldog fan, and a lot of people disappointed. They thought that the Bulldogs were going to win it, but this big turnaround. Fred, you played the game of football. You're saying that the coach here comes in and makes this change dramatically at the end of the game because the armchair quarterbacks Monday morning, or in this case Tuesday morning quarterbacks, would come back and say, why didn't you pull him out? So he does it, pulls him out, Nick Saban pulls him out, and this thing turns the whole game around.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate that, for the sake of Jalen Hurts, who was their starting quarterback.
And a good one. He got him where
he was.
Yeah, yeah.
But sometimes you glaze over and you're flat, and you don't see things like you would like to see them.
That happens every once in a while in a particular game situation, right?
Yeah, yeah. And of course, the monumental meaning of the game, and plus you're dealing with a great defense, you would think that they would be able to run on any team, but they couldn't. And they couldn't get anything going through the air. So, they brought in Tua Tagovailoa, and this freshman, true freshman, came in and just really stepped up. And it was interesting. I heard I don't know who it was. I came into the kind of like the tail end of it.
Right.
But they had a one of the commentators from Alabama was being interviewed, and he said what was great. And he was an ex-quarterback. Oh, he was – What was the guy's name? The quarterback 2 years, two or three years ago, when they won the national championship,
yeah.
This kid came back and was given the critique of not only Saban's move, but is explaining to people what he was going through, Saban was going through in order to make that move, and calculating what he had to do. And he went over and told the kid to sit down, Hurts to sit down, and brought this Tagovailoa, brought him in, and it was not that he was going to necessarily run
right.
Specific plays. He was going to run the playbook, But it sometimes comes down to, as I mentioned, vision. And this kid was different.
Tua Tagovailoa was very different.
He was different. And the great thing that what was explained to us was how that receiver ran down the field in a cover two, which means the cornerback takes him short, picks him up off the line, and the safety in the middle of the field now plays until this kid, till the receiver kind of commits deep in his area. If he doesn't, he slides over. But what you're aiming at is what is the safety in the middle of the field, what is his job description? His job description is to mirror the quarterback. He's watching his eyes. That's what he's doing back there. He's not looking at any receivers or anything like that. He's making sure that the quarterback, when he turns to throw the ball, he gets a jump on him playing center field. Like, he gets a jump to help over the top, as they say, over the top on the receiver who is being picked up by the cornerback. So it's double coverage deep in the field.
Right.
And in order for that to happen, you've got to, the safety has to stay because of other players coming over the middle and going deep. But he has to make sure he responds to the quickest and closest threat, and that was that receiver. But the quarterback had to make sure that he did not tip off that he was going to throw to that guy. Because in doing that, it held the safety in the center of the field. You delayed his break to help.
He held him there. He gave him that few seconds there.
So what he did, he looked off the safety.
Right.
He held his gaze, held it, and at the last minute turned and threw the ball down in the corner.
Brilliant.
By that time, it was too late to make up the yardage
to get him, and the guy scores, and it's like a Hail Mary, but it's a well-thought-out plan on this. And this Nick Saban, the coach, one of the winningest now, and I guess no former coach, because Kirby Smart had spent 9 years as an assistant coach under Nick Saban, and he would have been the first assistant coach to win. No assistant coach has ever beaten Saban. He's got to be, you know, you talk about your all-time top prospect college coaches. Nick Saban's name's in the Hall of Fame, Hall of Fame.
He certainly deserves to be. And they were saying this morning, he said, well, what's Nick Saban doing on the day after he wins the championship? Well, he got in the bus and took off and started recruiting.
Exactly.
That's what they do.
That's what you do because you got that big win. You start to recruit.
Yeah, everybody else is buying shirts at the store.
Yeah,
and he's out. You know, recruiting all these people because he knows. Here's what one thing that was mentioned. He knows that Kirby Smart, head coach at Georgia, is a great recruiter himself. So
sure.
They're going to be going after the same type of people.
So this, I might become a Roll Tide. I kind of like that whole Roll Tide kind of thing. I might become a Bama fan now. What do you think? Don't tell the Oklahoma Sooners. I used to be. I love the Cornhuskers from Nebraska.
Why?
Just because it's the Midwest and it's like they raise corn. They're farmers. They're kids. They're Corn Huskers over there. Your buddy Vince Ferragamo played for them. Come on. It's the Corn Huskers. It's the country's built under great corn and you eat it and it's wonderful. And it's like, you know, the rest of the stuff, I'm not into these West Coast. The USC has got some problems now. And, you know, I heard Reggie Bush showed up at one of the games over there. It's like
Reggie Bush destroyed
the whole sports for USC.
I asked Vince Ferragamo when he joined the Rams.
Yes.
I said, "Hey Vince, Nebraska, they're the Corn Huskers."
Yes.
He says, "Yes, Corn Huskers." I said, "They have an ear of corn on the side of their helmet?"
Yes.
And he said, "Yes."
Yes, they do.
Yeah, he did.
And everybody loves corn flakes. Likes corn fed beef.
Unhusked corn.
Yeah.
But if you're a corn husker.
Yeah, they take it apart. They take you apart.
Once they see a whole complete ear of corn.
Ear by ear.
It's lights out. You better get the heck out of the way.
That's true. And when you go to, I'm sure it's the same way in the South, but when you go to the Midwest, like in Iowa, or you go to Oklahoma, or you go to, you know, Nebraska there in Lincoln, Nebraska, it's like a holiday every Saturday when they play. The whole town shuts down.
Up. Yep. It's all red.
It doesn't happen at USC or UCLA because everybody's doing stuff on the coast and stuff. But there in, you know, there's snow on the ground and you're a Cornhusker fan.
You've got to have a, it's like Oscar Mayer, the Wienermobile. You've got to have a Cornhusker mobile.
How did the Huskers do this year, by the way? That's my
team.
They
didn't do well.
They didn't do well at all.
They fired their coach.
Oh, that's right. They did, didn't they?
Yeah, what was that? Rick from Oregon.
Rick Honeycutt, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Rick Smith from the Daily News.
Yeah, from the Daily News, they got rid of him. But they'll get somebody new to go ahead and coach him.
Or somebody old. They should go the opposite way instead of going to getting a 30-year-old, 28-year-old.
Get Bum Phillips.
Get a guy who can really recruit. Go out and get yourself an old tobacco-chewing, cigar-smoking, Cornhusker guy and have him drive around in the Cornhusker mobile. You'll get more people signing up when that mobile shows up in your driveway. I'm going to Nebraska.
Good ball team, good ball club. That Bum Phillips, that's who you should get.
We're going to get you some corn muffins, and good, we're going to...
Good ball team, good ball club.
Yeah.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes pre-packaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Angel Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show. Fred Dreyer is here from the TV series Hunter. By the way, you were in Crisis a couple of years ago. Last year, you were on Agent X with Sharon Stone. Not that I watch the Golden Globes. I can't stand any of the award shows, and they were all wearing black. But just in case you want to Google search Mariah Carey or Sharon Stone, you know, check out their protest outfits. I'm telling you, this Mariah Carey's protest outfit in black was beautiful. And your former co-star, Sharon Stone, let me just say, she knows how to protest in an outfit. You just have to check that out. There was a parting of the Red Seas. I'm telling you, I don't even think the landmass ever came together. It just was a straight part all the way down on that outfit. It was just fabulous. And there were little like flashes of island and things there on either side. It was just a fabulous outfit.
What are you talking about?
Just check it out. Look at the Golden Globes. And we'll post it up at Fred Dreyer's site
for you. Was it a black outfit?
It was black. Everything was there.
How did the word come down that everyone should wear black?
Don't know.
How does that happen?
I don't know, but that was their solidarity movement.
I could make a very political statement right
but
now.
But you won't, because we're going to talk about ratings.
This is a political underpinning.
Larry Minetti on his show yesterday on the Lounge. He hosts the Lounge on Tuesdays, and he went nuts saying that the Golden Globes used to be something about giving awards for achievements in motion pictures and television shows and all that stuff, and now it's just a big politic, and he just refuses to watch it.
It's a hateful show.
Now, the ratings are down on NFL games. 10% college football ratings went way up in 2018. People are tuning to college football and not watching the pros.
Let me ask you, for the Golden Globes, did people kneel during the national anthem?
No, but did you see the national anthem during the NCAA playoff Georgia-Alabama game? Our President Donald J. Trump, came out there with armed service people on either side and sang along with these armed service people.
Hand over his heart?
Yep, hand over his heart, the Star-Spangled Banner. Yep. And it was the Zac Brown Band did they were great.
Yeah, yeah.
They dressed kind of like you, sweatshirts and stuff like that.
That's the hip thing to do.
You're actually the trendsetter.
I am so.
Started at Bob Henry's anniversary party, and you have just captured the nation by storm.
See that, ladies and gentlemen?
You see the Marymount College beautiful sweatshirt that Fred Dreyer has. And later on, will you stand up and show us those new Levi's also that you've got?
I got some brand new Wranglers.
That's great.
Man, are they boss.
But anyway, the ratings on college games, they went way up in 2018. Like the championship game between Alabama and Georgia drew a 16.7 overnight rating. Mm-hmm. That's a 9% jump from last year when Alabama and Clemson played. That had a 16.0 rating. Yep. And they said the network reports an 18% jump over last year in ratings for the three playoff games.
That's a big jump.
That's a huge jump.
That's a big jump.
Now, if you look at the NFL ratings, they're down 9.7%, almost 10% compared to last season.
Beautiful.
Well, we have our producer, executive producer Courtney Kader, is an analyst part-time. She works here part-time for us, and then she goes and crunches numbers, and she came up with this 10%.
That's interesting. If I was going to audit the league, I would take that sheet of paper in there with me.
You should do this because we've done the work. It's done the work here for the show. So it's an even bigger slide for the NFL than the 8% dip in the ratings from 2015 to 2016. And this is noteworthy. Any NFL game program saw its viewership decline. Every program.
Mm-hmm.
And NBC Sunday Night Football dropped 20.323 million to 18.175 million. The Monday Night Football on ESPN went from 11.3 to 10.7 million.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday Night Football on the NFL Network and Fox and CBS, 12.4 down to 10.9. This is really something.
What about Wednesday Night Football? They have Wednesday Night Football?
That had a zero both years in a row.
Tuesday. You left Tuesday out.
Tuesdays.
See, I'd go the opposite way. I'd have football. I have a doubleheader
every day of the week.
That's
what I'd do.
I bring in all these illegal aliens and have an illegal alien football league.
See what the deal is. If you did a football game every night, it would be great because you would understand the league more. You'd be able to really watch these games carefully and know
who's doing the team. It would be a sports spectacle to put all these Somali warriors, just put them in a football uniform.
I don't think so, Fred.
Drop them off in a bus and tell them to go inside and start pounding each other.
I think not a good idea.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
No, not a good idea.
That would get ratings. At halftime, the NFL.
What would you do at halftime? What would be a halftime show?
The halftime show would be a Somalia. Against Afghanistan.
Not good. This is not good.
I'd take the Afghanis. You know, Somalis are they're unorganized.
Fred Dreyer at CRNtalk.com. That's where you want to go.
Poor coaching. The Somalis have poor coaching.
Tell Fred what you think of his idea.
A weak offensive
Fred
line.
Dreyer
just a weak, weak offensive line.
CRNtalk.com.
But it's something you have to get over.
My name is Dobrovich.
See.
We are back in the sports lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, with the one and only Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. A record that will never be broken.
What a day that was.
It was a day. It's amazing. This was against Green Bay, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
I love the Packers.
Yeah.
Not that day, I didn't.
I love them, too. I love that left tackle they had over there.
The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. So lots of things happening here, Fred Dreyer. We got to take a little talk here if we can. This agent, Jason Wood, got fired here. What's going on here?
Well, how
now?
About that?
Yeah.
How about, I just saw this. Reported.
Yeah. So Jason Wood, a Major League Baseball agent, got fired, reportedly filmed clients showering. This guy is a talent, CSE talent, announced this week it had fired agent Jason Wood, who led its baseball division, because he didn't uphold the company's moral and ethical standards. Apparently, he was suspended by Major League Baseball's Players Association. They're investigating allegations that he secretly filmed clients who were using his shower. This was according to Yahoo Sports, and they declined comment on the situation. The Major League Baseball Players Association declined to comment on the situation and the status of the investigation into this agent, Jason Wood. According to FanRag Sports, they first reported the allegations. A player who didn't want to be identified found a camera when he used Wood's shower, and he confronted the agent and then fired him. So for over 32 years, the CSE talent had prided themselves on their moral and ethical standards and have built a solid reputation within the industry. They say they take pride in working with people who represent those values. And this guy, the president, Danny Marto of CSE talent, said in a statement, "It's unfortunate that CSE talent aligned itself with someone who didn't uphold those same standards, and therefore we chose to terminate with cause Wood's employment."
They hired a pervert.
Yeah, guy's crazy. I mean, come on.
And he hasn't returned messages. At least he could return some messages.
Agents don't do that usually.
This is just ridiculous. Doesn't he have a secretary?
Something, but that's kind of a weird story, isn't it? That's kind of freaky.
That's kind of like a great sports story that kind of, it's in sympathy with all of the fondling and rape charges.
Everything.
It's being made against every single person that I've ever heard of.
Just adds more fuel to the fire here. There's a bunch of weirdos out there.
Talent agency.
Yeah.
They hired this guy to represent ball players. And then some way, somehow, what's missing here is, how did these players wind up in his shower?
That's what I want to know. That's the big question there.
Why isn't this in here?
I don't know.
Why?
Because I got to tell you something. If I go to your house.
Just ask Danny Marto. Let's get him on the phone.
I'm not going to go into your shower. I'm just not. It's like, you know, I may go into your bathroom.
Suddenly I'd like to take a shower. He goes, "Hey, if any of you guys want to take a shower, you know, you got it right here. How about you, Joey? Mitch, how about you? You guys want to take a shower?" "Well, I guess it was a long flight. I guess I could use a little bit of cleaning up. It's just right in there. You'll see the towels that's hanging up on the deal. If you need anything, just let me know. You don't have to shut the door. It steams up in there. But just open the door and then turn the shower on. And we'll be out here. Don't worry about it."
Can you sing a little something while you're in there? Just to kind of
Whistle? Can you whistle a little bit? Take me out to the ball game.
Maybe if I'm visiting you and I was like in New York and I flew out to LA and you said you can stay at my house if you want to, I might use your facilities in your shower. But just to come by your place and say, "Hey, you know, I'd rather get
naked and have you hose me off on the lawn."
Exactly.
Yeah.
Much better.
Then your dog could lick me dry.
Oh, stop it. Just stop it. Just stop.
That's better than being filmed.
Oh,
That's better than being filmed. This is not. This is not a good deal for for anybody, is it? I mean, I don't know. How does Jason come out on this thing? What's he do with those tapes?
I don't know.
Will they show? Are they going to show up now? Is that the deal?
They better not.
When you know, Joey Wentz and Mitch Keller are pitching big time for the Cubs and the Cardinals, are we going to see on the big jumbotron? We're going to see them taking a shower in this guy's shower.
I hope not. I hope not.
Is that what we're going to see?
That would not be
You know,
good.
Only today, because it's such a perversion that we live in today.
Yes, it is.
It's so perverted that only can you defy common sense and silliness and say that couldn't happen. That could happen.
Yeah.
That tape today could show up when they're on the mound in Chicago, and they get brought up from the minors, and the PA system says, "Ladies and gentlemen, bring your attention to the big jumbotron in right field. Here's Joey not only delivering a fastball for us Cubs, but here's Joey taking a shower and Jason Wood's shower."
That's, I don't think that's going to happen.
That could happen.
Yeah, and you would think that'd be the PA announcer would do the whole
number. The PA, he'd help everybody out. Because if it just shows up there that way, you don't.
You kind of lose continuity.
You want to keep continuity when you're on the mound.
Well, they're talking about how many is one loss record,
well,
is ERA, balls,
the mound,
and strikes.
Continuity is king.
Yeah, it is. It's key.
As they say in baseball, content is king.
But, I mean, come on. You would think that, with all the stuff going on with Harvey Weinstein and all this stuff, that people would just sort of like, pull back on this kind of stuff and say, my gosh, I'm kind of a weirdo. I better stop before I get caught. And instead, he keep hearing more stories every day.
No. He had plenty of soap, and he had soft water, and he had great hot water.
That's it. Well, your thoughts on this, we'd love to have you make some comments on this. Yeah, so follow Fred on Twitter,
yes.
Fred_Dreyer.
Please do.
Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. And go to his new website, by the way. You get his Highway 395.
CSE Talent Agency.
Fred Dreyer at Fred Dreyer.
Hold
on. At FredDreyer.co.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many of the nation's plans, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with Cigna HealthSpring, Humana, and Florida Blue. Walgreens participates with other plans. See walgreens.com/Medicare for details.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
PoolDog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, PoolDog also provides unsurpassed customer service, with free shipping on orders over $99, including the APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. It's easy to test out some new equipment, and be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. For a free catalog, head to PoolDog.com. That's PoolDog.com.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government. and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. So a little bit more on this Big Baller brand. This is the LeVar Ball's Big Baller brand. And the Better Business Bureau has given them the lowest possible rating. It's an F on their website, on the Better Business Bureau website. They say Big Baller's brands ratings are based on 32 complaints.
Yep.
And apparently a lot of these happened in November and December. They were charged. People were charged for their orders, for the items never failed to show up. And LeVar Ball, in typical fashion, his official statement about the rating says,
what do you say?
Better Business Bureau is as outdated as the Yellow Pages. Who cares about them? Tell them that Yelp has replaced the Better Business Bureau. We honestly thought the Better Business Bureau was out of business. The new BBB stands for Big Baller Brand.
Yeah.
To compare the Big Baller Brand with other major sports retailers, Nike received an A+ from the Better Business Bureau, while Adidas has a current rating is a D-.
Wow.
So,
LeVar Ball.
And, you know,
he's
cares
doing
about
his
him?
Best. You know, but recently here in L.A., he made a statement from Lithuania, where his two sons are out there playing basketball. Yeah. He's engineered his sons
to have a big career in Lithuania.
Yeah, to blow a UCLA education.
Yeah.
And perhaps, you know, be on a team and get seen and maybe play professional basketball here in America. But instead, he pulls them out of school saying, coaches don't know what they're doing, and you better run the plays I want you to run and play my kids when I want you to play them. They said, hey, guess what? You know, it was really timely. I want to thank you, LeVar, but it's really timely that, you know, LaMelo was in China when he stole those sunglasses. And by the way, you should thank the President of the United States, because he kept your son out of, shucking shrimp for the next 20 years in jail behind bars. That's what they do, these guys. You have to go down to the ocean there. They bring him into a big tub, and they sit there in your cell with your feet in the tub.
They're shuckers for shrimp?
And they shuck the shells off the deal.
That's worse than husking corn.
He could have been doing that. He could have been doing that for 20 years. But the President of the United States pulled him out of it. So they got him home, and believe me, it's like this. Hey, look, get these jerks home. Let them show up, have a press conference. They'll apologize to some degree, and then here's what we're going to do. We're going to wait about a week or two and then get rid of them. We're going to take them for a ride out in the desert. We're going to get rid of these two jackasses. So they did. And so LaMelo now, as a one-upsmanship, LeVar, the old man, decided to take the two remaining kids to Lithuania, and they're playing over there in Lithuania.
Big. I understand it's huge.
What?
What? Sad news here on, you know, we get a lot of emails here. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. And both Sean and Thomas said, first Sean said, Happy New Year, Fred. My condolences on your loss with Darlan Flugel. I just recently heard. And then Thomas said, rest in peace, Darlan Flugel. She starred on the Hunter TV show.
She was a replacement for Stephanie Kramer when Stephanie left the show after the sixth season. So she was there for the seventh season. And we cast her to take her place, and she played Officer Joanne Malinsky, and later on, as it says here, you know, we killed her character off.
She got killed in the Hunter series. She played in a lot of stuff.
Oh man, she was a sweet kid, you know, I had no idea that. I didn't realize that she was 64. I didn't think she was that old.
She had Alzheimer's,
but I didn't realize that she had moved back to.
In Orlando.
She later ran her own acting school taught the craft as a professor at the University of Central Florida and produced Land of the Rising Fastball, a 2010 documentary about Japanese baseball that her daughter said is used by the anthropology department at Yale. Wow. Diagnosed in early onset Alzheimer's when she was 56.
She was in Once Upon a Time in America to live and die in L.A.
She survived by her son, Coulter.
And her daughter,
I had no idea.
Sad news for you. And then Pamela said, she said she was watching MeTV. Here's a little happier news. And there's a photo. Those who watch us on the Roku box, and we do this show on Wednesdays, we hold the pictures and stuff for you at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. And it's on Roku and or crntalk.com. There's a photo of you from Diagnosis Murder in 1997, in which you were Chief Masters in the first of three episodes with Angie Dickinson, who was in a hospital bed. And they said you were terrific, and it should have become a series. Was this supposed to be a series? Was that the deal?
Well, here's what it was. I did a guest shot on the show.
Yeah.
And Barry Van Dyke was the lead, along with his dad, Dick Van Dyke.
Okay.
And, of course, I knew Dick. So I came on the show, and we did this two-hour special, this two-hour diagnosis, murder. And so Dick says to me, he says, you should really, so I don't know how long I'm going to do this show for, but you should really take the show and spin it off. You know, I said, I'm going to get Fred Silverman, the producer of the show, come out to Malibu, where we were filming that day. He came out, and Dick says, I have this idea. He says, well, this is a great idea, Fred. We want to do it. I said, yeah, sure. So Fred Silverman and I put together this idea to spin off Diagnosis Murder. He made a terrific 4-minute video presentation.
Fred Silverman did?
Yep, and showed it to CBS, and they passed on it.
Oh,
it was unbelievable. They should have picked the thing up, because it was beautiful. They had everything. All you had to do was just show up one day and start making these episodes. But this was a real good idea. But they had a lot.
That was Angie Dickinson.
Fred Silverman was a big believer of stunt casting, meaning a lot of celebrities playing a lot of roles throughout the year. You know, and one of them was Angie Dickinson. Here you can see.
One of them was you.
One of them was me. Yeah, sure.
But memories down that line. Yeah, memories.
Yeah.
This is your life, Fred Dreyer.
It's a missed opportunity.
Sports Lounge continues straight ahead. Here to the Sports Lounge. It's our fabulous email segment. You can email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
I love these emails, by the way.
Steve says, hey, Fred, great to talk to you. I love your show. I try to listen every week. What are your predictions for the Super Bowl? Would you ever attend?
One of my predictions, probably it looks like either Pittsburgh or New England, and then probably... I'm going to go Minnesota.
Minnesota or Atlanta.
Or Atlanta.
Now, and you would.
Would I attend? I would.
Of course, you played in one.
Would you ever attend a Super Bowl? Well, not now.
But you did when you played in one. You attended.
Yes, I was there when I was there.
What year was that?
79. 80. January of 80.
January of 80. Yeah. Pat says, hi, Fred. I met you a long time ago at the airport.
Ah.
You were so nice to me and my brother. Thanks for the years of entertainment.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very pleased that you still remember.
Carl is trying to tax your memory here. Says, do you remember the episode of Hunter called Bald Mountain? One of my favorite episodes. Do you remember whereabouts in America Bald Mountain was filmed?
It was called Night on Bald Mountain, and it was shot up not too far from my house on Mulholland Drive.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in Hollywood.
Oh, so maybe somebody can come and shower at your place and then head on up and then see Bald Mountain.
I'll take him over there, and I'll have the dish towel out for you.
Holly says, hello, Fred. My boyfriend and I have been binge-watching Hunter on Hulu. We've been growing up for 20 years later. We still love the show just as much. Want to pass that along.
Great. Thank you so much.
You can email Fred Dreyer.
Did you see what she says here, though?
What'd she say?
By the way, how'd you get two safeties in one game?
Oh, we'll talk about that in the next segment. Go to email Fred, Dreyer at crntalk.com. Sports Lounge, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank you.
Thanks to our friend Sports USA, Sports Byline, for carrying the programs. So the Dodgers, spring training coming up, and, you know, they had Yu Darvish, and so far I don't think Yu has signed with anybody. There's some teams looking at him, but he was tipping his pitches in the World Series. A lot of my friends who are baseball fans, Cub fans, are laughing about this, but the Cubs are maybe a chance to get him. They say Houston Astros maybe might look at him, even though he was tipping pitches to them. Texas Rangers, Minnesota Twins, the Yankees, the Dodgers. What do you think? Where's he going to end up? He's the top prize of the free agent market of last year. He's got a 3.42 ERA and a rate of 11 strikeouts per nine innings across 132.1 major league innings. He's on the older side at 31. But we'll see what happens.
Want me to tell you something?
Yes, I do want you to.
I'm going to tell the audience.
Fred Dreyer,
I'm going to tell the audience. Thank you. I'm going to tell the audience at the same time I tell you. Yu Darvish and Oral Hershiser. No.
What?
Yu Darvish
and Clayton Kershaw.
Clayton Kershaw are very good pals.
Oh, they are?
They bonded.
Oh, boy.
Kershaw would love to have him come back.
Really?
Yes. That's
So the Dodgers.
That's my offering.
So they say it makes sense. They say the Dodgers, they may not shut him out after trading for him last July. Say they have they've only got $14.3 million in luxury tax space. So,
well, they can't pay him.
They can't pay what he needs.
He need twice that.
30-1 odds the Dodgers get him.
Yeah.
Yankees, that's same as the Dodgers. They don't actually need Darvish, but they've got limited luxury tax space. They could be willing to jump ship if they were looking for the World Series pursuit. Their odds are 25-1. The Twins are committed to making a splash. He'd be a better option than Jake Arrieta, who's also available. 20-1 odds on that one. Texas Rangers. The Rangers need pitching. That's where he was before. He was on the Texas Rangers.
Yeah.
So what, they sign him back again?
They could. He had lunch there.
He had dinner with the Rangers general manager, John Daniels. They say no hard feelings on the trade. Odds are 17-1 there. The Houston Astros.
Daniels had
couldn't
had,
beat him.
Had
join
the,
him.
Had the tilapia, and I think Darvish had the a moon pie dessert.
Anyway, so Houston is, they may be looking for another starter. Odds are 15-1, and here's the one where they think that he might go.
Oh yeah,
Darvish is the Cubs are looking at him really big time.
Yeah, they want him to pitches there in Wrigley.
They would swap out Arrieta for Darvish. Would you rather have Jake Arrieta on your team or you Darvish? If you're the owner of the team, who would you rather have on your team?
Well, I mean, I don't know their characters, either one of them. I mean,
5-1 odds that the Cubs get him.
Well, Arrieta's leaving, so if he didn't leave, they'd love to have him.
Right, I'm sure, but he's going to be leaving.
But he's probably going to be leaving.
How old is Arrieta's as old as?
What is he, 30?
Yeah, he's 30, up there, same
31,
thing.
32. So, yeah, I mean, how long do you allow these? How long can you handicap these guys to pitch?
They only have to pitch.
What's the
starting
latest?
Pitcher.
35, 34?
Yeah, they only have to pitch five innings if you're starting.
No,
pitcher.
But I mean, what age? 34, 35, and they say, well, you know, all you need him to do, as you say, is to give him three or four innings for $25 million. We'll give you $25 million if you pitch four innings, 20 times a year.
Yeah. See, what I would do, and this is something new in Major League Baseball. I hope you're listening. I would have my starting pitchers pitch only three innings to save their arms, and then I'd have a second group of my secondary starters would pitch another three. So I would get six innings out of those guys, and then I'd go with a seventh-inning pitcher, an eighth-inning setup guy, and the ninth-inning closer.
Yeah.
This is my new baseball
method. Well, you're going to need 31 pitchers on your team.
Three and then 1-2-3 to come through. Yeah, that's, and that's what I would have.
Nine pitchers a game.
Yeah.
And yeah, I agree completely.
So you like it?
Sure.
Yeah, you and I are going to
let's go
to the baseball meetings and present that at spring training.
Let's just raise that up the flagpole.
Don't forget to check out Fred Dreyer's website.
Let's raise that up the flagpole and see who kneels.
FredDreyer.co. Forget the M. FredDreyer.co.
Did you hear what I just say?
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge, final segment here of the show. So, Fred, you did in our email segment, you had a nice email from Holly Renee, who she and her boyfriend are binge-watching Hunter on Hulu. And by the way, it's after the first year, so please stop binging if you can. But she did ask, as part of her email, how did you get two safeties in one game? Can you tell her that story?
Yes, perseverance. I persevered the entire game. And then one day I just tried so hard. And
but that's a huge feat. Well, I mean, did you see it happening before you? I mean, first off, the gods had to align people up so they were close to the end zone. But it was the Green Bay Packers. It was in the same quarter and two different quarterbacks. They pulled the one guy. What, did you hurt him the first time when you took him down? They had to bring the backup
in? No, we beat him 24-7.
But so, what happened the first time when you were there, when you knocked him down? Who was the first guy? Jim Delgazzo?
Scott Hunter.
Scott Hunter went down, right?
Yeah, and then Jim Delgazzo.
Was Scott injured or something that they brought in?
No, he was worn out. We pounded him. So they took him off.
Yeah.
And then they brought Jim Delgazzo, a left-handed quarterback.
Yeah.
And it was interesting, you know, he dropped very deep and he actually rolled out away from his pass protectors.
Right.
And he kind of like was back there, and I just ran over and pushed him down the ground.
Did you have that?
I said, hey, what are you doing over here?
What did they say when they get up? They go like, "Oh."
He went, "Oh God." And I said, nice maneuver.
Did the PA announcer go crazy saying, Fred Dreyer, two safeties in one game?
He announced it after.
What did he say?
Was this a home game, right? Hey, wait a minute.
Was this a home game? Please?
Yes, it was at the Coliseum.
It was, what's his name up there? John Ramsey?
Very good.
Did John Ramsey say,
yes,
safety, Fred Dreyer?
That's correct.
Is that what he said?
That's what he did. And everyone, yay, all right, way to go, Fred.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, we had two safeties in one game, and it was one of the highlights of the afternoon.
Email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer.com. That's what you want. freddreyer@crntalk.com. freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Yes.
Now, your movie 395 is available at your personal website, which is freddreyer.co. Am I right?
That's correct. Go there and take a peek at it, and it makes wonderful binge watching.
FredDreyer.co, and it's Highway 395 is the movie.
Correct.
You can download it there.
I play Raleigh Wade, the big sheriff out there who is the sentinel of the highway, and believe me, it's loaded with lots of shoot 'em up, killing, and mayhem.
Fred Dreyer, Fred_Dreyer for Twitter, Fred Dreyer on Facebook, Fred Dreyer at The Real Fred Dreyer at Facebook.com. Final words?
Yeah, final words are, see you later.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.